Yes, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Thanksgiving Eve worship. We will follow the order given to you last Sunday. Have a blessed Thanksgiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. The sacrifices, dear God, are our broken spirits. A broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Psalm of Praise, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth judgment, righteousness, and judgment. For all that are oppressed, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, and neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he is flourished. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments and do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all his hosts, ye ministers of his that doeth his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. And bless the Lord, O my soul. The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 to 10. And all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that you may live and multiply, and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers, that thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbleth thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as A man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into the good land, the land of brooks, of water, of fountains, depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, and thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. And when thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Philippians 4:4-7. Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of my grace so far. The Gospel, St. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is both stricken in years. And the angel answering him said, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. So far. Once again, our sermon text, Psalm 103, verses 1-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the angels. So far. If you remember, Moses had just led the Israelite slaves to freedom, and they were camped at the Red Sea, when a greater threat than slavery confronted them. The Egyptian army was racing toward their defenseless camp, and there was no visible way for them to escape certain death. God had chosen Moses as the leader of the Israelites, but God himself led the way out of the country. During the day, he went ahead of them in a pillar of a cloud, which at night became a pillar of fire. When the Egyptians' chariots came nearer and nearer, the Lord moved the cloud from before the people to place behind them and the enemy. And while God himself held back the army, He prepared an escape route right through the middle of the Red Sea. He even provided them with a dry roadway between the walls of water. And every Israelite escaped safely to the other side, while the Egyptian army was drowned as the walls of water came together again. God's miraculous rescue was so deeply touched by the people that Moses and his followers broke into song of thanksgiving. God had freed them from slavery and then delivered them from the pursuing enemy, and they praised and thanked the Lord for his blessings. Thanksgiving Day is usually set aside as a day to thank God for our material blessings. However, our text reflects the attitude of God's people, who not only thank him for food and clothing and shelter, but for all his benefits. Therefore, our sermon theme this evening is Thank You, God, for Everything. When we think of all those things which the Lord provides us with, we have to wonder where to begin with our thanksgiving. Well, David begins with the spiritual blessings by saying, Who forgiveth thee all thine iniquities? You see, forgiveness is more than sweeping our sins under the rug, the cancellation of a bad debt. Scripture reminds us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. God shows us the consequences of sin when he says, The soul that sinneth, it shall die. You see, God cannot change and change his punishment for sin. The punishment for sin is death. And that is why he sent his only son into this world. God laid all sins upon his son, upon his sinless Christ, who suffered under Pontius Pilate for those sins. He suffered death on the cross for those sins. He suffered the horrors of hell for those sins. And what is our price which we must pay for this forgiveness? For remembering them no more and removing them from himself as far as the east is from the west? Nothing. He offers it to us as a gift. Just think. Through faith, forgiveness is ours. Through faith in him who suffered, died, and rose again. This Thanksgiving Day, let us remember, we were bought with a price, at a price only the Son of God could pay. Thank you, God. Our thanks for spiritual blessings are expressed most emphatically in action. As King David writes, Lord, I love the habitations of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. We show our thanks to God as we thoroughly read and study his word, worship regularly in God's house, frequently receive the assurance of forgiveness as we receive Holy Communion. It is in this kind of action that we say, Thank you, God. Then there are all kinds of physical dangers by which we are surrounded. The dangers of fire and flood and tornadoes and hurricanes. God has surrounded us with his divine protection. But on this special day, we also remember that it is the Lord who satisfies our mouth with good things. Far too many people forget his many blessings and take it for granted that there will be food on the table and sufficient money to restock it. We do not know God's reason for his decision to have us live in surroundings which he has blessed so bountifully. We do not know why he desires us to have food enough instead of being among those whose pillows are often tear-stained because hunger robs them of a peaceful sleep. So let us on this special day of thanksgiving thank him, bless the Lord, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Let us bless him, thank him for our spiritual blessings, for his divine protection, for satisfying our mouth with good things. And may God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Although we're unable to celebrate Holy Communion, we still have the privilege of confessing our sins and receiving absolution. Almighty God, a merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We continue with the Thanksgiving Eve Litany. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, from whom cometh down every good and perfect gift, we call to remembrance your loving kindness and tender mercies which are ours, and with grateful hearts we lift up our voices with thanksgiving. For thy Son, Jesus, our Savior, who took upon himself all our sins, who wraps us in his righteousness and washes us with his blood, we thank you, O God. For your Holy Spirit, who touches our hearts and lives through your word and sacraments, and keeps us in the one true faith, we thank you, O God. For the faith which dispels the shadows of the earth and fills the sadness and the last moments of life with the light of an immortal hope for our blessed inheritance reserved in heaven, we thank you, O God. And for the sacrament of Holy Communion which you have given us through your church, which we receive on Sunday mornings, we thank you for this, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose mercies are new unto us every day, and who, though we have no way deserved your goodness, still provides for all of our wants of body and soul, we pray thee, your Holy Spirit, that we may heartily acknowledge your merciful goodness toward us, giving thanks for all your benefits, and to serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. God of all grace and love, we praise you with our lips. Grant that we may also praise you in faithful living to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. And depart in peace.